Well, you need to work on that, too.
Okay, yes, sir.
Little Fatty V2.
Let's all go there now and start downloading it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's not because the website.
It's not enough.
I was going to say, that would be great for our audio quality.
That's true.
Polly, I'm like you. I don't like podcasts with farts and, like, gross noises on them. Throw up and stuff. You know, and all the guys, they are obsessed with bodily noises. Farts, and then there's like graphic descriptions of the warmth of vomit. And all kinds of stuff that just, oh my God, I have to push mute.
Who doesn't love vomit and diarrhea?
I was just going to say, Jane, do you not listen to Foul Monkeys?
Yeah, I was going to say, women don't like diarrhea and vomit.
I love you, Ricky, but you know good and well I am much too delicate to look at your blog.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let's all go there now and start downloading it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 275 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of February, 2009. And y'all, coming up, y'all, this is the final week of Big Fatty Online Anniversary Month, so Big Fatty's got a few little things up his sleeve. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One. I hope your weekend went well. Y'all, before I forget, the coupon at the Publix this week was for Publix. Let's see, where is it? It's the Publix Tostita Chips. Tortilla chips. And they're normally $2, but with the coupon, they were only a penny. So I saved $1.99. Y'all, I saved $13.61, and I spent $23.90. Y'all, that's more than 50% I saved. How about that? So, anyway, that was pretty good. Got that out of the way now. We're doing good. We're doing good. Y'all, Big Fatty has caught up on lots of the TV shows over the weekend. I'm still behind, but I'm caught up. And y'all, I don't know how to tell you this, but Big Fatty's got to do this first. Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true. Y'all, I went by the post office on Friday, and I had a postcard from the Teresa in the Seattles, and I also had, and I'll read that to you in just a minute, but I also had a package here, and y'all, it is from the one and only Trucker Alex, and Big Fatty is going to open it up right now. Trucker Alex said that he thought of me immediately when he saw this, and he went all out. He saw it at the Big Lots, so... Anyway, you know it's got to be good if it was, and I think it was in the bargain bin at the Big Lots. So you know it's got to be good if it was on sale at Big Lots. So anyway, Big Fatty's gonna try to pop this open. I did not pre-open this like I normally do these things. So I have got to just, God damn, he's got a lot of tape on here. Like Big Fatty wrapped it, but y'all, Big Fatty loves to put a lot of tape on things when he wraps in. By the way, Bill in St. Louis and Sky Ranger and Scotty in Australia. Sky Ranger and Scotty are both in Australia. I have not sent your shit out to you yet, but you know, it's anniversary month, and Big Fatty's had the big contest and everything, but I haven't forgotten you, and I'm going to get it out this week. I promise. Oh, Lord, y'all. Here we go. Wait a minute. Trucker Alex has sent me... Oh, Lord, it's a DVD. Oh, shit. Get this fucking tape off of my hand. It is... It says the little... The card inside is the mailing label provided by the U.S. Postal Service. And it says, from Trucker Alex, and it says, just cause. And y'all, it is a movie. It is a DVD called A Touch of Pink. Now, y'all, that was somebody. Was it Trucker Alex? Was that you that suggested that I rent that from the Amazon and they didn't have it? Well, somebody recommended that anyway. And y'all, there's a security device enclosed. And anyway, it appears to be some sort of homosexual movie. And I've never seen this. So, Trucker, oh, shit. I've just popped it up, and there are two boys on the front kissing. And it has that Kyle MacLachlan in it, which Trucker Alex says he despises him, but that the movie is good nonetheless. All right, well, I will be looking at that at some point. So, all right. And, y'all, I did not look at it this weekend because I was catching up. Thank you, Trucker Alex. I'm sorry. And Trucker Alex, I now have your address. I tell you what, Trucker Alex, I'm going to put a Christmas happy. Yeah, that's right. A Christmas happy in the mail to you. And up there in the Columbias. So, anyway, y'all, let me read this card from the Teresa in Seattle. Y'all, it is a picture. It is a postcard. Teresa in the Seattle loves to send a postcard. And y'all, who doesn't love to receive a postcard? But it is a picture of the Oregon coast. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, the other BF, that's her boyfriend, and I are just leaving the beautiful Oregon coast today. We had a great VD weekend. Hope your VD weekend was filled with love and horror at your leather convention. Oh, Lord, Teresa in the Seattles. Well, Teresa in the Seattles, Big Fatty had a lovely VD weekend, and I'm glad you did as well, along with the other BF. Y'all, speaking of the other BF, my straight boyfriend still has not gotten in touch with me. And y'all, I'm getting a little worried. So what I may have to do is I may have to send Arthur from the New Zealands and Sky Ranger and Scotty out on a hunt for Straight Bob over there in the Australias to see if they can find him. Because, y'all, I'm worried about him. I haven't heard from him, and it's not like him. It's just not like him. Now, I know I know how he likes to unsubscribe from things and all, but, so be it. Y'all, Big Fatty promised you that he was going to have something special this week, and y'all, I think it's time that we get to it right now. Now, y'all, I know you're thinking, Big Fatty, Memory Lane Music is not something special where you do that all the time. Well, y'all, this week is very special because I'm not playing Memory Lane Music for you to guess, because you're going to know these. Because, y'all, this week, Memory Lane Music is Memory Lane Sing-Along Week. So, y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the music. You're going to immediately recognize what it is, and I just want you to just start singing out loud. Sing it out loud with Big Fatty, because this is Sing-Along Week on the Memory Lane Music. Okay, here we go. Everybody ready?
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
Beverly Hillbilly.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in.
You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
Okay, I didn't know exactly all the words there, but anyway, it was close. It was close. Y'all, wasn't that fun? I think we're gonna do a sing along memory lane music every day this week, and I just want you to wherever you are when you're listening to this, just start singing it out loud and just let the fuckers look at you like you've lost your mind, because you know what? You have lost your mind because you're listening to Big Fatty, but that's okay. That's okay. It's all good. Y'all, Big Fatty had a weekend that he didn't have anything planned. It was lovely. And I've got another one coming up this next weekend, so I might be watching that Pink movie. What is it called? Touch of Pink? The Pink movie. And but y'all went out with Larry Clough. Y'all went out Saturday early evening with Larry Clough to get some dinner. Y'all, I'd never been to a Chili's before. It was the vilest food ever. Oh, my God. It was vile. And I will never go to another Chili's, baby back ribs or none. Give me my baby back, baby back, baby back. Give me my baby back, baby back, baby back. Give me my baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back ribs. Fuck that shit. Y'all, it was vile. So that's my restaurant review. And then I went out with Granny and Miss Porter, and we had a couple of cocktails. Y'all, they had a drag queen at the Patrick's Pub. Oh, wait a minute. There's been a change in the name of the Patrick's Pub. We're no longer calling it the Patrick's Pub. We're just calling it Patrick's, because we don't want people to think it's a pub. Okay? We want it. It's Patrick's. It's a happening place. It's Patrick's. So, anyway, went out to the Patrick's Pub with Granny and Miss Porter, and had some cocktails. Y'all, they had a drag queen there. I swear to God, they were telling people that she weighed 600 pounds. And her gowns have to be made for her, I am sure. Because, y'all, and she has to buy the cloth in bolts. Because it's just, she was huge when she came out on the stage. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, Big Fatty, it's time to head on home. So I did. And I came on home, and I went to bed. And, y'all, I slept like a baby. I did not get a Sunday afternoon nap, though, but that's probably good because, you know, whenever I have a Sunday afternoon nap, I usually don't sleep real well on Sunday night. Y'all, I have received some voice letters, and I think that we need to play some of those because it's been a while since Big Fatty's had some voice letters. So if you haven't called Big Fatty lately, you better get on the horn.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Big Fatty. G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty here, and I am just about to go outside and check the mail because I'm sure that by now your T-shirt would have arrived, seeing as you said that you were posting it about 2 weeks ago. And even though I know US mail is pretty hopeless, I'm sure it could get here in that space of time. And I'm looking in the letterbox, and no mail from America. And tomorrow I'm going to Indonesia. The mail will come in the afternoon after I've left. So, oh well, 200 million people could have seen the Big Fatty T-shirt and subscribed, but oh well. Poopy. Bye, Big Fatty. I hope your line doesn't disconnect when I don't ring you for the next 2 weeks. Ciao.
Okay, now, Scotty, a couple of things. Number one, I announced at the beginning of the show that I would be sending those out this week. So hopefully it will be there soon. And what can I say? Number two, does your phone not work in Indonesia to call Big Fatty? Does it only work in the island nation of the island continent of Australia? I don't know. So, you know, I don't see how that's an excuse for not calling. So, y'all, I have big news that on this next call that I'm going to play for you, y'all, it is really big news. So just hold on to your underpants.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's British John calling. I just wanted to call and dispel the rumors that I was dead. I am, in fact, alive and well, so...
English John, he was a friend to many, and we want to thank him for calling in, and John, thanks for playing. Let this be a lesson to you. Do not use the cellular telephonic devices while you are driving a car. So, y'all, I heard that English John was going to be moving. Who knew that he was moving to the cemetery? But anyway, y'all, I guess he's gone for good now. You heard it. You heard it for yourself. And anyway, I'm once again the BFO has the exclusive of English John's death, and you know it's almost as good as an exclusive of Kim Beaver calling in and singing to us. Y'all, it's been a while since she's done that. I'm not quite so sure what's up with that. Y'all, I got an e-letter from Miss Kitty on Sunday saying that he had joined the listener map. Y'all, I went over to the listener map. I couldn't fucking find his picture. So, but y'all, he said, this is really cute. I'll read it to you. It said, from Miss Kitty, it says, since Miss Kitty has become a regular, if not ardent, listener of Big Fatty Online, I decided to place myself on the listener map. Will this require the uploading of a picture? After thinking about the fact that having been, having been subjected to 4 days of anti-vera, Big Fatty had just experienced a dramatic decline in subscribers, I decided that it would be the best if Miss Kitty did not upload a current picture of himself. After all, doing so might have meant the end of the Big Fatty podcast. The posted picture was taken in the San Diegos while Miss Kitty was at an electrician's mate class, was at electrician's mate class A school in February 1969. Was he not gorgeous? Y'all, I can't find the fucking picture on there anywhere. So, anyway, y'all also got a picture of the patron saint. He was driving around with a big old magnet on the side of his car. And y'all, you need to go over to Tim Collin Ambulance.
Let's all go over there now and start downloading it.
Mr. Vader's on there and he's got a big announcement.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.